So the whammy chick is usually when you hang out with a girl, there's usually three of them, right? Which you
yes.
Your girlfriend and Lindsay Lohan and Jim Morrison took out on your tab. So you got the good-looking one, which you obviously had the date with. Then you have kind of a cute friend.
Yeah.
And there's the whammy chick. The fat friend. That's kind of who I ended up with a lot back in the day. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's the fat friend. She's the kind of girl all the other girls like. Can't find a man, but she's not a dyke. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. She's got a beautiful smile, lovely laugh, but she eats too much and weighs a deuce and a half. She's the whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick, whammy chick. And come 9 o'clock, when the local boys get thirsty.
Known as the tank. You listen to the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com.
Bang! Episode 469 of the Rob V Show. A little late, but that's okay, because we have a very special guest today. Phone lines are open, 215-716-1108. Email me, RobVRadio@gmail.com. Twitter of Leave City 2. Instagram, the Rob V Show. Anywhere you can find a podcast, rate and review it. YouTube channel, the Rob V Show. Subscribe to it, all that fun stuff. But on the show with me today, one of my all-time crushes is here. What's up, Casey Grant?
Hi, nice.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. A little running late, crazy today.
It's okay. I've had people run much later.
Well, yes. You know, some people I know make fun of me all the time. So they're like, yeah, you're constantly late and whatever. But, like, seriously, I'm like usually like five.
Be sure to register your copy of Sam at www.
It wouldn't be a Rob V Show if it didn't fuck up. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. Like 5 to 15 minutes late, usually not like an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, by the way, so you know, the camera's over here. I have to talk into this thing. Well, I'll fix it when we do our first break. But I tell all the guests, not just the girls, to always make sure you talk into the microphone, because if you talk out like this, you can't hear me.
Yeah, people want to see your not female guests.
You could just
turn the camera up and on the ceiling, right?
That's true.
Okay.
My mentor, Big Daddy Graham at WIP, once told me I have a face for radio, so no one really wants. No one wants to see me. They want to see you. Nobody gives two shits about me. It doesn't matter, you know, but it is what it is. But, you know, we're here. We're live. I think it must have been like a year ago. I think I hit you up and I said, hey.
It was at least that.
Yeah. And I said, hey, do you want to come on the show? And you're like, oh, I'm busy, but maybe next time. And I'm like, yeah, she's never going to get back to me. And then I saw you're going to be in town. You're like, so can we do the show? I'm like, yeah. When do you want to do it? And you're here.
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know what I wasn't really doing the whole interview thing for like a decade.
We're gonna get into that.
I don't know why I got invited onto another show. Now I think that actually I may have scared these people off because I like as you were talking about, you are having this difficulty discovering things about me, and I clued them in on some of like the atheist stuff and whatever that I did.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about that.
And then they just never hit me up again. But it was like it's a sex show, and you've got a problem with me being an atheist? I'm so confused.
I could give you what your political views are. I don't care.
Yeah, I
are you a cool person? That's all I care about.
Well, I am the coolest person.
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out here on the Rob V Show.
Okay, cool. If there's going to be I hope there's a contest, like a rating, because I totally am going to win that shit.
I don't know. The highest rated show is 22,000 downloads. That's going to be hard to break.
I was just talking about coolness.
Oh,
like
well,
a coolness rating.
We'll see. Okay. We're getting so far, you're cool. Well, listen, you were on the short list of all-time crushes. So now that you're here on the show, that's a plus for my whole week's made.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm happy I could make somebody's week.
So what the hell have you been up to the last decade?
Oh, geez.
So, well, let's back up.
Okay.
So when was the last time you were doing porn? 2012?
No.
2010?
Yeah, I filmed my last scene in January 2011.
Okay. So what made you stop?
Oh, boy.
Was it like one main thing? Like, I'm done.
Okay. No. Well, holy. It was a combination of things. I was thinking, I was like, huh, am I going to talk about this? Because I knew that you were going to ask me this question. And I decided that, you know what, fuck it. I'm just telling the truth. And if somebody's got a problem with that, like, I don't know, have your fucking lawyer send me some shit. But like, well, no. So like, I got raped by Ron Jeremy.
Oh, good Lord. I got a Ron Jeremy story.
At the Night Moves convention in Tampa. And right after that, I went back to Pennsylvania to visit my kids and stuff. And like, I just was like, I'm not leaving. I'm just not going back. It was never my intention to, like, just completely drop out of porn. Like, I don't know. And then I ended up getting into, like, I guess, a relationship type.
That always puts a fly in the ointment.
This was an arrangement.
I thought you called an arrangement these days.
Well, no, because it wasn't.
Was it a sugar daddy?
He was a client. He was a client. So it was not like, oh, I fell in love and just didn't go back to work. It was not like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I was. Did that for like 7 years, and then he died. And
That sucks.
You know, here we are. He was getting annoying anyway.
Oh, Jesus God. Okay. Well, at least you're honest about it.
Like I said, totally honest. I'm just like wide open right now.
Because I was reaching out to people that I know. I'm like, does anybody know Casey? And everybody I reached out hadn't worked with you before. And I called a couple big hitters that I know. Like, I made some phone calls.
I think I only filmed like, I don't know, if you're gonna count like official porn, like 35 scenes or something like that. I was only out there for a year and a half.
It's only that long or that short a time?
Yeah. I worked a lot, I feel like.
Yes, you have. Yes, you did.
But I just didn't stay very long. I went out there with a goal, and when I came back and I achieved my objective, and I was just like, okay, now I'm done. But, I mean, I escort still, but I don't know as far as, like, filming stuff.
The only male porn star that I know that I'm friends with, I called. And he never worked with you, but he's also crazy. I called Nick Manning. I said, Nick, have you ever worked with Casey? He's like, I don't know who the fuck she is. I'm like, Nick, you don't remember who I am half the time. But usually if I call him about somebody, he usually knows them somehow. He's like, honestly, I don't think I ever worked with her before.
Yeah, no, I never worked with him. But
oh, he's a trip.
I've met him, though. It's like a party or something.
I told him, well, now he was almost in your boat. He wasn't doing anything for a long time. He was in a relationship. It was actually comical when I have him on the show. Because he would talk about how he's domesticated. And I said, Nick, I love you, and I'm sure your girlfriend's a very nice person. There's no way this lasts. I know you. I know how you are. You're a caged animal. He's like, fuck that. I'm good. I'm like, okay, sure. Then, of course, a year after that conversation, he calls me one night. He's like, hey. I'm like, what's up? He's like, I'm back. I'm like, what do you mean you're back? He's like, we broke up. I'm back. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. I told him, if porn never works out, he should be a televangelist. That guy could sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves. He's that good. He's that good. He's crazy. He's an absolute nut job.
Ketchup popsicle? Disgusting. Yeah.
And a white, well, I'm saying, if you have white gloves on, he's such a good salesman. He'll fucking sell it to you. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
That's what I do here on the Rob V Show. Now, I got to admit, no pressure. This is typically in the winter, I do the shows during the week. Now, we're almost getting into the summer. I run a semi-pro baseball team, so I do the shows on Sunday. No pressure. The Sunday shows are usually better than the week shows.
Oh.
No, I'm not putting any pressure on you.
Okay.
You know, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, I'll do what I can.
You know, I don't want to put too much pressure on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, I think I'll be okay.
So are you thinking about getting back out there?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've got really mixed feelings about that. I get asked with some frequency. I was recently offered, like, an obscene amount of money for one scene.
Okay.
And I have not accepted it. I also haven't said no specifically. So it's literally enough that I may do it. I don't know. I want to lose like 10 pounds first.
Look good to me.
There's a big difference between being the kind of weight that you can like look good in person and being the kind of weight where you look good on camera.
I get that all the time.
You know, it's just not even the same thing.
Okay.
Although, well, I think I was too skinny when I first started doing porn. So, you know.
You look like I said, from my vantage point, you look fantastic.
Well, thank you. I'm glad
she's,
you think so.
She's like, I know. She's like, I get that all the time. She's like, I know what I'm talking
about.
I get
that all the
time. Of course you do. Probably gets old. No, it doesn't. It doesn't get old. You still like the compliments.
Well, of course. I mean, who doesn't?
Okay.
Here's the thing. Every woman who bitches about the, you know, compliments or whatever, people talking to her, if that suddenly stopped, you would be sad. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Even if you sometimes don't like the way that the people say it to you. Like, I hate it when women bitch, oh, they were whistling, or they were catcalling, or they were doing whatever. It's like, shut up, bitch. You know you like that shit. Just own it. It's okay. It's okay. You're allowed to like it. People think you're hot, and that's cool.
But I will say, catcalling, you're an asshole. If you're a guy doing that, you're an asshole doing that. I would never do that.
I'm not saying that I think people should do that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that somebody noticed you.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's
right.
That's true.
At its core, it's a good thing, and so I think women should stop complaining about everything.
That's really the genesis of the Rob V Show. 10 years ago, before I have adult film stars on, and it's still part of the show today, was my personal life and how women fucked me over. That's how the show started.
Bitches be tripping, man.
That's true. And then it evolved to, well, let's see how many adult film stars we can have on the show, and that was 10 years ago. So, you know, It is what it is. Everybody comes from far and wide. Now I get the phone calls. Rob, I'm in town. Can I come do the show? I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
you
wow.
can come. You can come Baller. Do the show. But it's taken 10 years. I mean, when I first worked, into the AVNs, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know a single. But it worked out because the AVN started in Philly. So they,
really?
You didn't know this?
No, I didn't.
I'm telling Casey Grant something about the porn business she doesn't know. You're gonna learn something today. So Paul Fishbein, who started the AVNs, do you know who Paul Fishbein is?
I know the name, okay. But I don't.
So Temple University, he went to Temple. Him and his friends, whatever, in the early 80s, I guess, they would, as a joke, they would review pornos on campus, and they made a newspaper. That's the AVN. That's
holy
the,
shit.
That's the AVNs.
Wow, I did not know that came from Temple.
Yeah, and then he sold it. I don't know what he sold it for, $25 million, $26 million, whatever nice. It was. So they loved me when I went to Vegas because, hey, there's somebody from Philly doing the show. And it was ever since then, it's been fun and a train wreck. And I've met some very interesting and unique people
cool.
over the years.
Cool. Yeah.
And then all the girls help me promote the show, so I can't. Yeah. I can't complain.
I'm sad that they no longer have AVNs at the same weekend as CES because I would go to the AVNs and, like, you know, I'd go do something at the convention. Then I'd, like, you know, get in some kind of transportation and I'd go over to CES and I'd look at all the cool electronics and then make all of the people there's heads explode because I wouldn't change my outfit in between.
A hot geek?
It was like, yeah, no. I mean, seriously, people would be like, just stop dead in their tracks and just be like,
do you play video games?
Okay, so no, but I used to be completely addicted to the playing Rock Band drums. There are videos of this.
I saw that on your YouTube channel.
Drum kit and like modded it to work with an Xbox. And at one point, I was ranked like sixth in the world at expert drums at Guitar Hero Metallica. So suck it, Lars. Although,
wow,
you know,
I should have called you because I would have brought one of my friends who's like one of the best musicians out there, Chuck Treese, who's from Philly. He's won Grammys with Billy Joel. He's played with Pearl Jam. He's a drummer. You would have loved him. And then, so what kind of music do you listen to?
You know, I span, like, the gamut. I would say, at my core, I'm a 90s kid. I'm
okay.
Grunge and Misery. And if they haven't died from a heroin overdose or suicide, I probably don't really like their band. But, right now, I'm super into Doja Cat. So, like, I don't fucking know. I like all kinds of shit.
The fact that you tell me you like to drum, one of my friends is in a big band that's a drummer. I would have had him come here. You ever hear CKY?
Yes, I think so.
You've seen Jackass? You know Bam Margera is?
Yes.
Okay.
I know Wee Man. I met him out in Vegas.
So Bam's brother Jess is in CKY. He's one of my friends. Had I known this, I would have had him come and hang out. And you could have hung out with a
yeah,
you know,
I used to
fun
also
drummer.
Get waxed at the same salon as Bam Margera's mother.
Okay. That, yeah. I got to admit, the Margeras are sweethearts.
Bam Margera.
They're sweethearts. When we, so my buddy, Quimby, who maybe one day when you come back, if you want to hang out, you can meet him. And I don't know if you're a sports fan, but he owns a thing called the Green Legion. So the Green Legion is like the biggest traveling Eagles group. So if you're an Eagles fan, he does like your hotel, your tailgate, your ticket, all that stuff. And he does these calendars every year to promote the Green Legion and we put them out at the tailgates. So this is probably, I don't know how many years ago it was, but we're in Westchester. And of course, the whole Jackass crew is from Westchester. And Jess goes, yeah, if you're in Westchester, call me. We'll hang out. I'm like, sure. Well, normally when we do these calendar signings, of course, because I'm a guy, I'm hanging out with all the models because who wouldn't? And I'm hanging out with them. And then Jess shows up and I completely ignore him. And all the girls are like, they go to Quimby. They go, why is Rob ignoring us and he's hanging out with those four guys over there? And Quimby goes, oh, that's his buddy Jess. He's in his favorite rock band. You should have seen these girls. They didn't even know what the band was, how they just all turned and came over and started talking to us. Oh, yeah. Oh, they were pissed they weren't getting any attention. I'm like, I'd rather hang out with my friend that happens to be in my favorite band of all time. So I'm going to hang out with him and his buddies from Finland rather than you guys.
Well, okay. So, like, I don't even know what to say about that because, like, if they're just mad that nobody was talking to them, then they're kind of dumb sluts and they should shut up.
Well, we won't go into that. They were pissed that I wasn't, I don't want to say fawning. I wasn't showing them the attention I normally show them.
Yes.
I wasn't being mean or anything.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. You know what? I hate to tell you this, honey, but the sun does not rise and set out of your asshole. This might be a newsflash.
I got to admit, the few times I've got laid, the times I've banged tens has been when, not on purpose, not paid attention to them.
Oh, well, yeah, no. There's definitely a
that
thing.
Works every time.
There's definitely a thing about the guy that kind of...
Not being
like
a dick.
Low-key, yeah. Well, he's not really a dick, but he just it's like you don't care. that will hook people like you don't have any idea.
It hooks all of you guys. All
yes,
of you
it
tens.
Does, it does. I think
you're in that. You're in that 10 category.
I think it works for, you know, somebody that I may or may not be seeing now.
Wow. Is this the part of the conversation that we had before the show started?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. So, I don't know. So is that, you know, okay. I can neither confirm nor deny.
So see this, and again, I won't go into grave detail we talked about before she got here, but are we saying this, I don't know what the hell you want to call it, whatever this thing is this on thin ice?
Oh, no.
No, well, I don't know, it sounded like
I
mean, it, I'm
really
prying
know.
Here.
I never really know, like I said, it's like, just kind of like.
You never really know, that doesn't sound that doesn't sound healthy to me, Casey.
Yeah, no, I know, it's up and down, just like everything else.
How did you end up in, where the hell are you now?
I live in Connecticut.
Yeah, how'd you end up in Connecticut?
Oh, Jesus. My mother, she was working up there, and she's a horrible person, and she, like, doesn't really have people in her life.
Okay.
And so she's, like, begging me to move out there because she's not going to move again, and, like, she's really going to stay there. She really likes it, and, you know, she's afraid she's going to have some cardiac event at night. She's a doctor, right? So she's, like, you know, always, like, a hypochondriac or something, but... So I relocate out to Connecticut. I move my family out, and 4 months after I get my own place, she moves to fucking Virginia.
Okay, and that was a long time ago.
No, that was 3 years ago.
What? You should move back to Pennsylvania.
Well,
now you got me now.
Okay, I will say this: like, Connecticut is easy.
I've never been to Connecticut. Never been there.
I'm less than 2 hours from Boston, New York City.
Two cities,
and like
I hate.
I fucking hate Boston too.
I hate New
but
York.
There's a lot of money in Connecticut, and like my business has been really good there, but it's expensive. It's really, really expensive, and yeah. So I was actually looking at the Philly suburbs for like houses and stuff. If I can find a place that I like down here, I think I could also, you know, because I worked here before. I lived in like Allentown.
Up in Allentown.
Yeah, don't even go there. Allentown.
I could use a running partner, Casey. I'm just saying. All my friends are married. I have a very small group of people that I can go out with. Just going to put that out there.
Yeah, I don't really go out anymore. I'm like the most boring person. You want to know what my hobby is?
Here
like
we go.
My favorite thing?
Go ahead. What's your favorite
thing? Other than sex, but like obviously.
Oh, yeah, that's
knitting.
A line.
No,
I saw
no,
that.
Oh, dude, it is not a lie. Okay, so like a lot of girls might lie about that, and like I do this for work, obviously, but like I still need sex like at least twice a day and maybe three times a day.
I don't know if I believe it.
Work sex isn't the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not for me.
I got you.
You know?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
So.
Listen, it's very rare I've met a woman that needs more sex than me. I don't think that's even humanly possible.
I don't think I've ever been in a relationship where I wasn't the person who needed more sex.
That's a bad relationship. I'm just putting that out there.
I don't know.
This is interesting, though. Being the broadcast journalist that I am, and I'm being serious, you're like on the short list of my all-time crushes. The all-time crush is telling me that she needs more sex. That's what she's telling me. I'm just putting that out there. Just saying it out there to the listeners. That's all I'm saying. She needs more sex. That's all. But yeah, you should. I don't know. How can I put? So one of my friends, and I love her to death. Do you know who Laura Jensen is?
Yes.
Okay. So I like Laura a lot. She's from Philly. Well, she's from Camden, but I love Laura. She got out of the business like a year ago. Which listen, there's no. I don't. If you stop doing porn, I don't give a shit. Whatever the hell you want to do, I don't care. But she's on this like. I think it's like a cult thing she's doing. That's just me. It's just really strange and really really weird. And it's like, okay, if you want to get out of the business, that's fine. But then don't go into something that's like weirder. I think I'm going to call her and have this conversation with her because I love her to death. I'm like, I think this thing you're doing is like culty.
Is it like a religious thing? What the hell is it?
It's like something like all I know about it is like it's about running a business. That's all that I know. Like, and something that's tied with a church or something. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
And I feel like I need to call her and be like, listen. There's nothing wrong if you want to get out of porn. I'm still going to be friends with you. But this thing, no. I don't know how she's going to, and I love her. I don't know how she's going to make money.
Yeah, anytime a church is involved, like, you got to be, it's suspect. Just like the fucking 12-step programs.
The money she would get just for appearances, as of a year and a half ago, I'm like, I would take that money.
Yeah.
I would take it.
Yeah, I know some people who have become like anti-porn crusaders, you
yeah.
know, like, I mean, that happens a lot. I know like Jenna Jameson pretty publicly said that she had an issue with porn or whatever after she got out, I guess. And I don't know. It's tough, and I can see why some people might feel a little like chewed up and spit out.
I can understand
it,
but I don't
mean you got to shit on it either.
But what I don't get is like, if you made a lot of money in whatever, what porn, a lawyer, whatever, it doesn't fucking matter. Is that I don't think you should necessarily shit on it. Like if you didn't if there's something you didn't like, okay, that's fine, stop doing it. But there's also people that are shitting on it that made a shitload of money doing it.
Yes, and then you're just a hypocrite.
Exactly.
So how about you return everything that you got with that if it's so bad?
Exactly.
You know,
you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel that. I didn't really quit because of anything that I seriously despised about it. But I mean, there are certainly ways that it can get better. You know, changes that could be made, and it's not something that's not on the table for the future necessarily. Just
I think Casey should. This should be the summer of Casey. You should come out of retirement and get yourself, because you got to get yourself out there more. Because I'm just putting that out there. Just saying. Casey's got to put, if you want to put yourself out there more.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I feel like, I mean, I've done, I don't know, I like accidentally got internet famous before I even did porn. So I feel like I've been out there a lot.
Hold on. How did you get accidentally internet famous?
Oh, God. Yeah. So the very first time I ever heard the term viral video.
Okay.
Nightline was in my house interviewing me about this video. I was just like in this group, it's from Philadelphia as well. We call it the Rational Response Squad because we were going to respond rationally to religion, but it was also tongue in cheek and kind of being assholes, you know.
Okay.
So we uploaded this video to YouTube, and we called it the Blasphemy Challenge, and we were just like, upload a video of yourself committing what the Bible says is the only unforgivable sin, and we'll send you a free copy of this movie called The God Who Wasn't There. We got like 1,001 copies of it.
Okay.
And God, it went just crazy. Like literally, I was on every major news station in the world, like Al Jazeera. Like BBC used to call me up and be like, "We need you on in 30 minutes." You know, like
okay.
I mean, seriously, it was like, it was nuts. And then I ended up debating Kirk Cameron and Ray Comfort on Nightline on the existence of God. And they kept the entire like hour and a half long debate. Debate is a word I'm going to use loosely because it was moderated by Martin Bashir, but they violated the terms of the debate in their opening statement. He should have called that shit and it would have been really short and easy, but whatever. It's TV. It's not real. So
TV is not real, folks.
TV is not real.
It's not real.
Even the stuff you think that's real is not real.
This is true.
Not real in the sense of being like something that you can trust it to be accurate. So, you know, hope that's not news to anybody.
No, it's not news to anybody, especially not people listening to this show.
Yeah. So we just, I don't know. I did that for a while and I was dancing at Club Risque.
Good old Club Risque.
Yeah. I really liked it there. I enjoy it. Except for that dumb, like the way the stage was split and you had to step over, like there was a big section where the bartender could walk through. In your fucking, like, 7-inch heels. Like, who designed this shit?
One of the first live remotes I ever did was at Club Risque with Tegan Preston in Alexis, Texas. And the funniest part about that is, and I don't think it's ever been done since or before, I had a wireless mic. I did a play-by-play of their live stage show. I don't think anyone's ever done this before. So I'm literally describing what they're doing on stage and counting how I've never seen that much money on a stage, in like, that much cash in my entire life. It was a very... it was an entertaining night. And then my one buddy, Pep, who at this time had only done like a handful of shows with me, had never been around this sort of thing. So we're in a VIP section doing the show. So Tegan and Alexis are there. And if you pay a certain amount of money, the girls will do a topless photo. And Pep doesn't drink at all, by the way. So Pep's sitting there doing the show with me and he's talking. All I hear him go, "Jesus Christ." And I have my back to the girls. I don't know what's going on. They're getting topless. They're getting naked. And he's like on a whole nother, he's like, "I've never seen this before. I don't know what Rob's gotten me into." I'm like, "Enjoy it. Relax. Enjoy the view. It's a good time." That's my Club Risque. And then and then John, who's the MC at Club Risque, that's another fucking interesting character when we had him on. The stories he was telling us. The stories you hear from people at strip clubs, every time I think I've heard every story, Then I hear another one. I'm like, I can't believe I just heard.
Oh God, no! Have you like the strip club dressing rooms? Oh God, I have seen some things you just can't unsee.
See, here's the thing though. With me now, nothing shocks me anymore. No story you're gonna tell me is gonna shock me. I've seen it all now. I've done a lot of it. I've seen a lot of it. Nothing's gonna shock me anymore.
It sounds like a challenge.
Yeah, there's nothing you're going to do that's going to shock me.
I saw a girl cutting off genital warts with a scissors.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've seen girls soaking up their abortion juice.
Oh, Jesus, God. I was thinking more something sexy. The oh, holy
no.
God.
Oh, you did not put any kind
and
of
I haven't had dinner yet today.
On that.
Wow.
That was just like, nothing shocks me.
I wish you would have said, well, in the dressing room, there was two girls going at it. That would have been better for
that
the show.
That does not fucking happen.
Oh,
that's
God.
Not real life.
I'm going to need another drink here in a second. Holy Jesus.
Jeez, sorry. I didn't know you were such a wilting flower.
I am not a wilting flower. I just didn't think that was coming. That came out of fucking left field. My God.
You said shocking.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Sexy. Did not say sexy.
Well, think sexy from now on for the rest of the show.
Okay.
Think sexy.
Okay, so when you say shocking, I'll just think shocking but sexy. Okay.
Exactly. Like shocking would be the show's over in case you're like, Rob, I really do want to bang you. That's shocking and sexy. You know what I'm saying? That's shocking and sexy. Not, well, I'm going to bring a knife out. I'm going to cut this off. That's
but
kind
that,
of
I,
that's, one other.
That was not me.
I know. You're telling a story. You're telling. That's all right. I get
so
it.
So we're clear.
So I'm saying, you're telling a story. That's fine. It's okay. I'll let it slide. My God. So, no, listen, and it all depends on what you want to do, but you should get back out there. You should be more active on your Instagram, more active on your Twitter.
I'm
just saying.
One thing last
one thing.
Year.
I was trying to find shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
I hate social media now, though.
You can have it to work to your advantage.
Okay, so I realized this, and I also realized that I've got a huge resource that I'm pretty much not doing anything with.
No.
Like, you know, I don't know. I don't have that many. Like, I've only got like 157,000 followers or something on Twitter and far, far fewer on Instagram. But, I mean, if you put it all together, okay, let's say we got 200,000, whatever.
You should be using that.
Yes.
You should be using an OnlyFans. You have no OnlyFans.
Oh, okay. Well, so that now it's more likely that I would start an OnlyFans than start shooting porn for companies again because I had made a promise to my children when I moved back to Pennsylvania.
Oh, we're getting dark now.
This is not dark. And I told them that I wouldn't put any new scenes out until any new material until they were all out of high school because, I mean, it was kind of when I kind of got outed in like our town, the local school district. It was hard for my oldest especially, and my youngest is graduating this year.
Okay.
So
party time.
Party time.
Party time.
You
want to come back in June, have a big party?
That it's more likely that I would do that. It's like
I'm holding to that.
When I look at how many like compilations have included my scenes, even in the past 3 years, I have had I've appeared on three new compilations. You're telling me that since 2011 you haven't filmed something better? Why on earth? Like if you're looking at all of the things that you have available to you to put on, you know, MILF Stravaganza number 72. Why the fuck do you stop at me? Like, I just don't get it.
I gotta admit,
it doesn't make sense, but it pisses me off because, like, if I, you know, had any kind of residuals, then that would benefit me, and it doesn't.
I gotta admit, I had no idea when your videos were from 10 years ago. Had no clue. Did not know that.
Yep.
No, I didn't know.
I just turned 45.
Yeah,
I mean,
happy
like,
late birthday. You're only 5 years older than me. But I look just like you. I look damn good. But see, all the women I know in the business are older. That's who I love. Like I love Brandy. Loves a friend. She's awesome.
Everybody's gonna be a guilt.
Allure, Casey. I love all of them. Kate. I mean, I like older women. I always have.
Brandy Love's in New York City right now. Do you know that?
Well, she lives in Florida. I don't know what is she working in New York?
Yeah. Well, she. I only know this because she put an ad up in Hartford, which is my
your hub.
Local. Town just like who's this bitch coming up putting some triple X shit and I was like oh, okay no she can use it.
Brandy only calls me when she's in town. I'll get the phone call. What are you doing? Nothing. You want to come drink? I'm like I'm coming down. And then she's a fucking trip. I love playing with her when I go out with her. We'll be sitting there, and she'll be, well, first of all, I'll go, do you want to go somewhere nice for dinner? Because I'm like a huge foodie. I love to cook. I know all the good restaurants. But where do you want to go? She's like, Chick-fil-A. I'm like, you want to go, at all the places, you're in Philadelphia, you want to go to Chick-fil-A? She's like, yeah. Goes to Chick-fil-A, and we'll sit there, and she'll be like, how long will it take for someone to recognize her? It'll take like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Oh, really?
And the looks on people's faces are fucking great. I should have a camera for this, because it's that good.
A lot of people, like, I feel like they don't recognize porn stars as readily, because you're usually, it's like, oh my God, you don't have two cocks in you. You just look completely different.
I'd pick you up from a mile away, but I'm also a degenerate. I'd pick you up from a mile away.
I've only been recognized in public, I think, like 2 times ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I would definitely recognize you.
But
just gonna put that out there.
I don't know.
Depends how covered up you are.
Well, like I said, yeah. That's
like the girls aren't really out today. You kind of got them hiding.
Is this hiding?
Hiding? For this show, this is hiding. Yeah, for that show, it's hiding.
Jeez, sorry. I don't know. That's better.
Well, it's funny. So we're going to take a break real quick because I need another drink. But I'm going to try to negotiate. We don't know if it's going to work on the show. So I have stuff to give you because I had my T-shirt guy made.
Yeah.
So I will try to negotiate if we can get you to wear any of these things before you leave. But that's up to you. You can say no, Rob.
Probably
fuck you.
Probably not the panties, but I'll wear the shirt.
We're already negotiating here.
I don't wear panties. So, you know, sorry. I mean, maybe sometime, but not under pants.
So typically, you're as a guy would say, free balling. You're wearing no underwear of any kind.
Yeah, I don't
kind.
Have any balls to free, but
you
like,
know what I'm saying.
Know.
So no underwear,
yes,
all never.
Well, I really don't. Only if I'm wearing a really short skirt,
okay.
Or you know something like that. But I just don't like it. I feel like because you know I shave, and so like your skin gets really like tender.
I do
and
too.
You've got that,
I got
like, you.
You
know, kind of elastic. Band yeah. thing. It's just, I don't okay. know. It's just not good. Fuck it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're back with the, I can call you legendary Casey Grant.
Legendary.
I'm going to call her legendary.
You wanna lie, you
I am not lying. I don't lie on the show. I'm a broadcast journalist, Casey. I don't lie.
You believe everything he says.
We'll be back. Remember, it's not a lie if you believe it. We'll be back with more of the Rob V Show on RobVRadio.com right after this.
www.space.
You know, this wouldn't be a Rob V show. You know, I redid my whole computer system, and my goddamn station IDs aren't working. Okay, we're going to try one more station ID, because I'm just pissed off that this isn't working.
This is Laura Jensen, and you are listening to the Rob V show on RobVRadio.com.
Thank you. So, last week, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Last week, 2 weeks ago, my computer crashed, so I had to fix everything, reload everything. It was a fucking pain in the balls.
This is Shay Fox, and you're listening to the Rob.
Sorry, that's what I mean. Nothing's running as smooth as it normally does because I had to rebuild everything. So you're like the first one on the maiden voyage.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
You know, it's always choppy seas.
Yeah,
that's
how it is. By the end of the show, we're going to try to talk Case to moving back to Philly.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, maybe.
It's not no.
It's not a no. It's not a no. I was already looking at the Philly suburbs.
Okay.
So.
I got to find people that can hang with me. It's not a lot of people that can hang with me. It's like a handful of people.
So what do you do that makes it so difficult to hang
with
you?
Well, when we go out, there's not a lot of people that can like stay out for a long period of time and consume a good amount of alcohol and still be somewhat normal.
Oh, I could be blind drunk and I would still seem like I am right now.
Like my one buddy Hollis Thomas played defensive tackle for the Eagles. Hollis is probably 6'3", 330. Hollis can hang with me. Hollis, we go out. We're good for the whole night, you know. But there's not a lot of people that can.
Well, I mean, when you're really big, it makes it easier. But when I was drinking the most, I was like down to 102 pounds and still was, you know, putting down a half gallon every day and a half.
When we were in Vegas for the Eagles game 2 years ago. So do you know Kiki Deer? Does that name sound familiar?
Yeah.
So I know Kiki well. Kiki's awesome. So Kiki was there, and I forget, who did she bring? Her friend Kat? I don't remember her real name. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So Kiki's like, oh, she hadn't met Hollis before. She's like, I want to meet Hollis. I'm like, okay. Well, we're staying at Caesars. Come over to Caesars. So she comes over. At all places, we hung out at Jada's Wine Bar. I don't know why. And I got there 15 minutes after Hollis, and Hollis has all the girls are drinking this. I don't even know what kind of wine it is. I have no idea. And me and Hollis are drinking wine. We drank the bar out of all the wine they had. And all the Miller Lite they had, to the point where Hollis goes, Rob, go to the bartender and go, we don't want glasses, just give me the bottles. That's all we want. Just put the bottles on the table. And like 4 hours later, they're like, yeah, you drank all the wine. And you drank us out of Miller Lite.
That's impressive.
Oh, it's a train wreck when we go out anytime.
I don't really drink like that anymore. Shit, I'm too old. I have like
you're
one
not
drink
old.
Two.
You're 45.
And I'm like,
you're not old.
The next day.
First of all, I don't think I look 40. Okay? I look fucking good. Thank you very much. And you look good. We're not old.
Is it all the Augustinus Bader you're using on your face? I use Augustinus.
I'm not
Bader.
Using shit. See, no gray hair, no wrinkles, no nothing.
Oh, yeah, I was just reading about something that they say that they can stop you from getting gray hair. What?
Yeah, they can.
What is this nonsense?
But I age so well. I don't think I'm never gonna get it.
Never?
It's not gonna happen. No, I look too good.
Yeah, okay.
It's not gonna happen.
Well, I mean, you know, I feel like your options are get old or die.
That's a good point. Although maybe in a couple years they could have something that makes you just live longer, so you don't ever die.
Well, don't ever die, or longer, or forever?
Somewhere in the middle. How's that? Somewhere in the middle.
I mean, like, I don't know that I want to, like, live forever. I would want to, if I could be healthy my whole life, like, I want to live until that stops, you know?
Okay.
Once you're not able to do stuff that you want to do anymore, and yeah, like, diapers are a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah, if I get to that point, just take me out in the pasture.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I want you to do. Just get rid of me. That's all I want.
Yeah, when it's just like, oh no, I don't want to. You know, I just can't. I just too.
That's
or no, no, thank you.
So, on the show, well, you know what? I completely forgot. I always go, what have you been up to lately? Well, you've kind of filled the gaps for us on the program. I think you should come out of hiding. That's Rob's feeling.
Not in hiding.
Well, in the social world, you're in hiding. Not a lot of Twitter stuff, not a lot of Instagram stuff, not a lot of stuff.
I'm like an introvert, you know?
You know, I had the press release say we're re-releasing you into the world.
Yes, no, I know. Well, but it's like I probably will have an OnlyFans set up this summer. That's definitely happening.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what I'll be doing with it yet, but
I can volunteer my services as a producer.
I have lots of ideas.
I
don't make money for other people anymore.
Yeah, do your own
I'm
shit.
I'm kind of fucking over that.
What I keep trying to tell the girls, and they don't want to put the... Some of them do, some of them don't. If they just did a podcast once a week, they'd get even more listeners and more followers if they would just take the time to do it. Mm-hmm. But like I tell Brandy all the time, she should do a podcast, but she doesn't want to. But it's all because it's all, and you know this, since you guys can't make money on videos really anymore, it's all about interacting, personal things. That's where you're going to make your money at.
Well, I mean, I did the whole podcast thing before, like the atheist group I was telling you about. That's how we started out, I guess. Yeah. YouTube was only 1 year old. This is like how long ago this was. It was a long ass time. But I would love to have a podcast, and it's going to be called Here's Why That's Dumb. And I'm just going to shit on all of the sacred cows because I'm an iconoclast and I like doing that.
Just saying, if you move back to Philly, I can help you in that avenue. Or I can have you moonlight as a co-host once in a while.
Well, the internet is an amazing thing. And I've heard that they even have the technology to, like, call somebody.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate. Yes. Have I had people call into the show? Yes. But it's not the same.
Yes.
It's not the same thing.
Certain that there are many downsides. Like, then you don't have this interesting video feed.
Exactly.
So.
That's all I'm saying. You got to have the good. You got to have the good feed. Yeah. You got to. Well, it depends what you have, but it is what it is. But here's the thing. So before I'm like, oh, Casey's coming on the show. So I had to go to my buddy John at Rugs at Jackets and Things in beautiful, historic Ambler, Pennsylvania. I was like, because all the girls that I deem should get these get a Rob V Show tank top. You have to have a Rob V Show tank top. Well, yeah, well, there's only certain girls that have the tank tops. Oh, okay. The leggings, I gotta get some more stuff from Lululemon. But next time, you're getting a pair of Lululemon leggings next time. But so you gotta get a tank top today.
Okay.
With your name on it.
Ooh, it's pink too, yes. And my favorite color.
Wear these in your personal life: the booty shorts and the thong.
Okay.
But yeah, the tank top. Yeah, that's my. You get your own tank top with your name on it.
Oh.
Yes.
So I'm assuming you want me to put this on now.
I mean, I'm not going to force you to do anything, but if you want to put it on, you can. I'm not going to say no.
Is YouTube going to allow that?
If you want to walk like through the, you know, go out there and, and I mean, I would want to see it personally, but YouTube can't.
Yeah, I didn't figure. Well, I mean, but my nipples are covered up. I mean,
your nipples are covered up.
I've got a bra on.
Oh, that's fine then.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't give
allowed,
a shit.
Right?
Yeah, that's allowed.
Because I mean, who the fuck knows what's allowed anymore? I don't know.
No, listen, if you're going to take your top off in front of me, I'm not going to tell you no. Like I said, you're one of the all-time crushes, so if you're going to take your top off, I'm not going to say no. Knock yourself out. No, I may not want you to leave after you take your top off, but, you know, we'll let it slide.
Well,
it's okay.
You know, unfortunately, having to leave early or get here late means I also am kind of leaving early.
She doesn't care about. See what I mean? She doesn't care about Rob's time at all. That's the part that really ticks me off at all. That's a sports bra. I was thinking more of a like something with color in it. That's sports. Okay.
Under my top?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's not really a bra. That's like a tank top. It's okay. Well, that's slide.
Thanks. I'm glad that you're gonna allow my bra to exist.
Just, you know, thank you. That looks much better. You fill it out nicely.
It's
That's the point.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
If you need help fixing the shirt, just let me know. I'll come over.
They're good. I got it.
She's like, I'm good. So anyway, Casey's got her tank top on. Now we're going. She's putting her jacket back on. It's okay. We'll let it slide.
All of my stuff. I can't get my arms back in the hole.
Do you need any assistance? Are you okay over there?
No. I'm good.
Just checking. Just seeing.
I know. I just can't breathe. This tank top's so tight.
See, if you had the bra off, it probably wouldn't be as tight. Just putting that out there. It's not really meant to have a shirt and a bra underneath. It's meant to just have the tank top. That's kind of how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, it's like if you have a bra on, you can change your shirt on YouTube. But I wish you didn't have a bra on, so that you could not have a bra on. But then.
And then the shirt would fit better. And the girls would come out better. I'm just putting out. I'm a journalist. These are the things I talk about, Casey.
It is just the truth.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, what you're saying. Obviously, if I did not have that bra on, the top would fit better.
You're right.
You'd be able to see my nipples.
Exactly. Now she's picking up on it.
You know.
Now
so
you're getting it.
Definitely some downsides to the bra.
Yes.
But I will say this. Like, not that my boobs are that huge, but.
I don't know. They're case they're pretty big.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're pretty big. They're not, I'm just saying they're not gigantic. I mean, have you seen Bee Shine?
Yeah, that's not my thing, though.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. It's not no my offense, thing. But,
like, you have, like, the right size for Rob.
I feel like it's big, but it's not stupid big. Okay. And it doesn't look ridiculous. Uh-huh. When I got my boobs done, I was petrified because I get there. I was out, like, I flew to Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
And the doctor's like, I've got two implants for you, 700 and 800 cc's. 800 cc's, the biggest size that they make regularly. And I was terrified. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to look like a circus freak. But, no, it was great. I think it was perfect.
You look good from where I'm standing.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
You're sitting, actually, but.
I can stand if you want me to. But I am sitting, smart ass.
Little bit of a, you know, stickler for accuracy.
Sorry, zip it over there. Don't make me get out of this chair at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I'm scared.
You should be.
Shit.
I don't come off like an imposing figure? She's like, no, Rob does not come off like an imposing figure.
I mean, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a good judge because I've been told that I'm intimidating. So, I mean, I don't know.
No, you're not intimidating. I don't. Yeah. You're a sweetheart.
I think I'm now, a I wouldn't super want to piss nice person.
I wouldn't want to piss you off.
Yeah, no, don't do that. I'll dedicate my life to ruining you.
I can tell. But I can tell you'd be fun to hang out with.
I have never been accused of being boring.
I can see that. I'm kind of picking up what you're putting down there. That's all I'm saying.
Just a little bit.
So we're lobbying on the Rob V show that you move back to Philadelphia, and we're gonna have the summer of Casey. That's what Rob's lobbying for.
Why only the summer? I don't want just the summer.
Well, no. What I mean,
like, can I have the whole year?
Yeah, but I mean, when you would move back?
Yeah, I'm just saying, if I was gonna have a thing, it'd be like year of Casey, not like summer.
Okay, we'll do a year
Casey,
of Casey.
And summer shit. That's like over in no time.
Here's what I'm hoping for. If you decide to move back, I get a phone call.
Okay, well, I will definitely call you if I decide to move back.
Move back, like, Rob, I'm back. Let's go out.
I really like this area. Even when I was on my way here today, I was just like, you know, this is really nice. Like, I could probably get a place for half of what it would cost me in Connecticut.
Probably.
So.
And then you know me.
Yeah.
She's like, right there, that's right there. That sells it.
You know?
That sells the whole thing. I met Rob today. That sells the whole thing. That's what I have that effect on people. I'm just gonna put that out there.
They just want to be around you just all the time. Lots of girls just moving to Philly just for you.
That's true. I'm trying to get my friend, where's Emily? Emily's right there. I'm trying to get Emily to move back from Vegas back to Philly. She's like, I like the changing of the seasons. I'm like, well, then move back, Em. So all you got to do is just move back.
Yeah.
You don't want to live in Vegas.
Yeah, the whole like porn industry kind of moved to Vegas now.
Yes.
Because I got out right before the whole condom thing went crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, God, good timing for once.
No condoms?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. I'm like mildly, like a little bit sensitive to latex.
Okay.
So like I can use them and everything, but the kind of fucking that you do in porn would not be good.
Okay.
That would not work out very well for me. And also I just think it's weird.
I was going to say, in Casey's personal life, are we using the pull-out method?
No, okay, so no, actually, I got sterilized when I was 28. Okay. You know, I had my kids young and shut that baby factory down.
Okay.
So I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And I just, you know, get tested or whatever. And
so note to self, if hell freezes over and I had sex with Casey, I don't have to wear a condom.
Well, no.
Oh, damn it. You just ruined my fantasy. You ruined my fantasy right there.
In a long-term relationship, so it's like I would have to be fucking you regularly, and then we could, you know,
all right, so then let's arrangement. We'll go back and rewind.
I don't want to be doing it in my personal life. I have to use condoms like for work all the time, and
we're gonna rewind now. So if again, this is a hypothetical situation. Hell freezes over. Casey moves back to Philadelphia. We start dating on a personal level. At some point, I wouldn't have to wear a condom anymore.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
That would be true.
Okay.
As long as you didn't have anything.
I'm clean.
I'm clean.
Rob's clean.
You'll
find this funny. I'll tell this story. So WIP is the big sports talk radio station in Philadelphia. So I work for Big Daddy Graham, who passed away 2 years ago. We were on the air from 1 to 6 in the morning, whatever it was. So this is how I became famous in Philadelphia. And this will piggyback on having no sex. You'll find this funny. and I've told this a million times on the show, but it's still a good story. So all my friends, with all my brother and all my friends are 3 years older than me. So they would all stay up. Like, Rob's going to be on the radio with Big Daddy. So they would be up from, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, listening to the show, calling in, and Big Daddy's doing the show. Because at that time of the night, you're talking some sports, but not really. You're getting third shift workers, whatever. So my one buddy Christian calls, and he's like, Big Daddy, I know something that you don't know. Now, at this point, I'm 24. Big Daddy's like, what's that? He's like, I have something on Rob. He's like, what do you have on Rob? I'm like, oh, Jesus. I have no idea what he's going to say. I have no clue what he's going to say. And there's, you know, 500,000 people listening. He's like, you know, Rob's 24 and he's a virgin. I was like, you motherfucker.
Oh,
I can't.
Oh, wow.
But the positive to that is I then got a nickname called Intern Virgin Rob. So it was IVR. So that was my big. So we would come back, you know, if the Sixers or the Phillies put on the. Jesus, God. If the Sixers or the Phillies put on the West Coast, Big Daddy would go live and he'd have his producer and they'd be doing the sports update. You know, the Sixers won, the Flyers or the Phillies lost, whatever. And then he'd go, and it's 3:35 on the Big Daddy Graham Show. And really, Damon and I and the entire Delaware Valley want to know if we can still call you Intern Virgin Rob. So that was a running joke on the air for a very long time. Now, like, I've since made up for that, but still, still a great story. But what makes it even funnier, at the time, there's a girl I really liked, and Big Daddy was a real well-known comedian. He was doing a show in Jersey. He goes, yo, why don't you come to the show? Bring your friend. I'll hook you up. I'm like, okay. So I bring my friend Ashley, and I should have known something was up. I should have known because I had a table right in front of the stage. I'm like, okay. He put me in front of the stage. Not a big deal. And Ashley was very attractive. And Ashley's there, and he's doing the show 5 minutes in, and he goes, oh, my intern's here, Rob. The whole place starts chanting IVR. And Ashley's like, what are they saying? I'm like, nothing. They're not saying. She has no idea what they're talking about. And they're all cheering. So at the end of the set, he always would do an autograph signing. So we sign and stuff. And he would sign Tasty Cake boxes. Because he would do a thing called a snack of the night. I was in charge of getting a snack of the night. And one of his snacks was he always get different Tasty Cakes. So we would sign the boxes. So he's signing his autographs. And I'm not even talking to him because I'm just so pissed at him. He looks at me. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. He's like, come on over. He's like, you don't want to talk to me? And before the lady I was with came over, he goes, what, you're not going to bring Ashley over? I'm like, after you just brought the whole IVR thing up in front of the whole auditorium, I don't think that I am. He's like, oh, she's going to think it's funny. I'm like, no, because we're not going to tell her what it is. So that's my Rob not getting sex story. And that actually motivated me to do this particular podcast, because what he would do is we would go to Club Risque for Monday Night Football, and he would do trivia at halftime. So he'd ask sports questions. And if you'd win trivia, you'd get vouchers for – you may have even been there when he was
– not do trivia when I was there.
For Monday Night Football, they never did trivia, so it might have been after you. They would do trivia.
Yeah, I might not have even worked on Monday nights. I was kind of picky about when I would work.
Because I'm surprised we've never crossed paths before, or we don't – we have to know the same people. We have to know somebody the same, especially if you were around here for a long, because I know fucking everybody around here. So we have to know someone. But anyway, if you got the trivia question right, you'd get a ticket for a free lap dance. So he would give me stacks of them. He's like, here, Rob, have fun. And we'd go, and I would just sit there and get lap dances all night. And then we'd go and we'd do the show. And then he would have, so DJ Phil was a DJ at Risque, and now he's the DJ at Delilah's, good dude. He would have Phil come on and bring the girls on. And I'm sitting there, and listen, I love Howard Stern. Well, Howard Stern 15 years ago. Not this Howard Stern. He's a fucking sellout, but that's a whole other issue.
Oh, yeah.
But
love is a strong word.
Well, I'd look up to the man, but not this Howard Stern. The Howard Stern from 15 years ago. But he would bring girls on, bring dancers on, and I'm sitting there in the producer's suite. I'm like, this is the show. This is a it was before podcast. I'm like, this is the show. You do your radio show. You talk about your personal life. You have hot women on. And that's where I got the idea to do my show 11, 12 years ago, to have all the girls on from Risque, and that's now what I do.
No, but you're missing the anal ring toss and, like, you know.
I have still friends that listen to Howard, and Howard to me is, like, the guy that I look up to. But Howard now? No.
I haven't heard
at all
anything in years. I remember he was retiring and then not retiring and then retiring and then not retiring. God, it was worse than fucking Michael Jordan.
But he's so politically correct now. It used to be. Oh, yeah.
Gross.
It used to be. Like there's two radio shows besides Big Daddy's show that was like can't miss radio that I would listen to. It was Howard and the guy by the name of Kid Chris. who is now in Cincinnati, who I love, who's been on my show, that just did great radio. And it's like, even though I'm not in my car, I'm going to go home. I'm going to listen to the show. Howard's not like that now. It's not can't listen. It's not can't miss radio anymore. It's very, very politically correct. There's no porn stars on anymore. There's no models on anymore. There's no crazy shit. And it's like, dude, just retire then.
Yeah.
What aggravates me, and I'm going to say this delicately, whether you like Donald Trump or you hate him, doesn't matter to me. My issue was that Donald would come on a show. So he was like his biggest celebrity he had on a show. Nobody else would come on. And he was just blatantly honest. He'd fucking tell you everything. He didn't give a shit. And I would assume Howard appreciated that. And then he runs for president, and then Howard hates him. And I'm like, okay, if you don't like his policies, I would say don't say anything, because he came on your radio show when nobody else would.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off. Whether you hate Donald Trump or you like Donald Trump, he did you a favor.
Or he was just saying what he felt like he had to say because of the climate. I mean, it wasn't really a... You couldn't just go out and be like, oh, yeah, no, I am fine with Trump. Because even if you said, if you were like, I'm not a supporter politically, but like, I'm okay with the dude, people would try to crucify you.
Which I think shows you have no backbone.
I mean, it's, well, sure.
Your friends are your friends.
Yeah, no, I mean,
you know,
I cannot disagree with you at all. I'm just saying that people do sell out all the time. You know, like, well, it would be bad for me professionally to continue having or being public about this relationship that I have with somebody. So, like, I need to stop. Okay, it's like Penn Jillette,
yeah.
That video that I was telling you about earlier, he had done a response to the blasphemy challenge thing that we did.
Mm-hmm.
And when he started working for HBO, they had an issue with it, I guess. And so he asked us to take it down.
Yeah.
So that he could go do his shit with them. I mean, whatever.
Did you take it down?
Yeah. I mean, we did, just to be polite, I guess, but...
I probably wouldn't have.
I mean, it still existed in lots of other places, so it's like, I can take mine down, but on YouTube, something, I could post it, and somebody else reposts it, and somebody else reposts it, so you can still find it.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, whatever.
I hear you. I just, the whole thing about the Donald Trump thing, as I'm going off on a rant, it just bugged me, because it's like, he came on your show, and you couldn't get any big celebrities on, and you're like, oh, fuck that guy. Because I'm very, maybe it's Italian in me, I'm a very loyal person. Like, you coming on the show today, I got your back no matter what. Like, if you needed something, all you got to do, like, Casey took
the
time.
Help me hide
the body. Well, yeah, I would. I would. That's how I am. Like, if you called me, like, Rob, I need help with something, I'm like, I'm in. Because you could have told me to go fuck myself, and you took the time to come on my show, so I got your back now. Whatever that may be, I got you.
Wow.
That's how I am.
I appreciate this. I'm not the type of person to usually need a lot of stuff.
Whatever that may be. Listen, I love a lot of the big name girls in the business. I love them because they help me. Like, I'll call whoever. Hey, I need you to put a post up for them to listen to the show. And they'll do it. They could say, Rob, go fuck yourself. But they do it for me, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sex always sells.
It does.
Always, you know, sells.
I always felt like I was in a recession-proof industry until last year. I had, like, the slowest 4 months.
Should have called
me.
Oh,
my God. I was, like, terrified. I thought I was going to... It was horrible.
Should just move back here. I can be your savior. That's what I can be. I can be your savior.
I don't believe in saviors.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can be your helper, whatever the hell. What else? Because you're an atheist. Whatever
assistance.
It is. Assistant. I don't want to be an assistant.
No,
fuck
I
that.
I do need an assistant, though. You know any good ones?
I can help you. Oh, listen.
Yeah, I don't think you're
I wouldn't
wanting
be good.
To do the kind of help that I need.
What do you need?
I need somebody to, like, sift, like, to, like, to get all of my emails and my
I have nothing
messages
to do.
And just go through.
Case, I have nothing
just
to do.
Give me the next layer of, like, people who actually are not just going to waste my fucking time.
Case, the only thing, there's only two things. Well, other than family, put that aside. The only things that matter in my life right now is my semi-pro baseball team and this podcast. That's it. Nothing else matters. So if you need help, all you got to do is call me. All I would ask is maybe once a month you show up in an outfit for me. That's it. Once a month, that's all I ask.
Okay, well, but so you say show up in an outfit.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you're being specific enough.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Maybe
up and then what?
We'll play the balls.
What are we talking
about? We'll play the balls at lies. That's all. I'm just saying, show up. If you just showed up in an outfit and paraded around for my place for an hour or so and had
in
a couple
front
drinks.
Of your place?
Yeah, here and have a couple drinks. Rob's good. That's okay. All I would need. in payment. That's it. If you called me like, listen, Rob, I'm going to come over. I need you to do some shit for me. And you just paraded around the apartment and acted as if, I'd be good.
I see.
That's all.
I will keep that in mind.
That's all I'm saying.
Definitely. Like,
you know, now that I've had almost every fantasy girl on this show here, except for two girls.
Who are you missing?
We're only missing now Alexis Fox and Christy Mack. Everybody else has been here.
Cool.
But you were on that short list, and now you're here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. She's like, I don't give a shit. She's like, I'm going to leave this place. I'm like, Rob's a fucking maniac.
No, that's not true. I don't think you're a maniac.
The funny part is when I used to do my show in the city, and we had a very, very nice studio. I set my buddy up with his own podcast. I do stuff for the Eagles and the Phillies. And listen, I love doing sports. I run a baseball team, but that's not what I wanted to do. So I set him up with his thing. And then right before the pandemic happened, I got everything here. Everyone's like, no one's coming to your place to do the show. I'm like, fuck you. We're going to find out. And it's been 3 years later, everybody comes.
Yeah.
Everybody shows up.
Yeah, I guess when I was on my way here, I was like, huh, I wonder where what is the place that I'm going to?
Well, that's my next question. So what did you think before you got here, and what do you think now?
Well, I figured it was going to be in your place.
Yeah.
That's how we always did our shit. I mean, we had this big, huge room that we used because we had, four people, and so it was, a mega ginormous.
I've actually fit six people in here, believe it or not.
Oh, my God, wow.
Kiki was in here. Oh, Kiki had a whole entourage in here when she came.
Oh.
Yeah. She travels
with an entourage?
It was funny. The Kiki story is the best story ever. So when I had Kiki on the show, she comes in and her one friend, Sierra, who I love. Sierra, you got to come back on the show. Kiki comes on and it was the night before Halloween. And she goes, oh, I'm going to a party. I'm like, cool. She's like, you want to go? I'm like, I got nothing to do. I'll go to a party. She's like, yeah. And she's not from around. She's like, yeah, we're going. What's the name of it? And she's like, Ambler? I'm like, yeah, I know Ambler. That's where I'm from. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah. She's like, yeah, come to this party. We go to this house and it's still there. I'm not lying. Have you ever seen Eyes Wide Shut?
Yes.
Okay. I walk in. I meet Vince, who owns the house. There's different rooms. There's a dungeon. There's all theme rooms. There's people with costumes on. There's rules. He's explaining everything to me. And I'm like, I've seen a lot of shit. But I needed to do a shot before I got the rest of the tour of the house. They wanted to put me in a box, like a box and lock it, and blindfold me. I said, apps. And then, well, what happens
that's
after
so
that?
Horrible.
And they go, what happened? Oh, people grab. Like, no. That, no. And that's not going to happen. Then I go downstairs and listen, I have friends that are gay. I don't give a shit. I don't care. But there's two guys down there in complete bondage outfits, like getting ready to, go to town. I was like, guys, God bless. not my scene. Whatever you want to do, yeah. Where are the hot blondes? That's, and I found the hot blondes, which were Sierra. But it was that's where Kiki took me, and it was like sensory overload walking into this house.
Yeah, I've been to some swingers clubs, and I've never been to. I know that they have parties in people's houses a lot in Pennsylvania.
This is insane,
Pennsylvania. But the people are just usually not very hot there. I was at one in Miami, and it was mostly middle-aged, kind of dumpy people. And it was just I don't really want to fuck anybody here, even if I, the people I was with, because then I'm afraid that somebody else is going to try to, tap in. And it's just can I just go home?
I will say that in that party, the only gorgeous women that were with the porn stars that I knew, and I don't, it was weird because it was all the people there were how do you know all these girls? I'm like, because I, well, how did I put this? I'm not in the business. What did Kiki called me a civvy. I'm
civvy,
a civvy.
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I was like, I am not a civvy, damn it. I know everybody. She's like, yeah,
no,
but you don't shoot at all. But I'm like, but I know all of you guys. Like on a friend base, yeah, you're still a civvy. I felt so she called me a civvy.
Yeah,
now I use that term all the time now.
She
I throw it around. I throw civvy. I love that. When I heard that term, this is the greatest term I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to use it all the time now. You're a civvy.
I think it's common in the lexicon for lots of different professions where things are, it's like a closed system.
It is. It took me a long time to get into that closed system.
Oh, no.
A very long time.
They really don't trust other people. I mean, there's a lot of kind of bad blood, they said escorting. like, I know performers who won't perform with girls who escort because they're, even if they, like, use protection and everything, like, because they think that that's how all the disease gets into the industry is, from that, which I don't believe that that's true, but regardless. And it gets really, it's heated, you know? There, people have, like, really strong opinions about that. If you are fucking a civvy anytime, your boyfriend, whatever, like, they've got a problem with you.
A normal person?
If you're in porn.
No. What I mean is, if you're a civvy, so you're saying the civvy has a problem with it?
No, the porn star, the porn people. Porn people have a problem with porn stars who fuck civilians.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Because they believe that this is where, like, you know, an entryway for disease, that everybody in the industry is tested so often and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, so it disease has to be coming from, like, girls who escort or people who have relationships with civilians. I don't know. Like I said, I don't personally agree with that, but, like, I didn't escort at all when I was filming, so.
Okay.
I could avoid that whole thing. Because I've seen people, like, walk off sets, like, not working with her.
Here's the $65,000 question. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, you were at this party I was at, and you said most people aren't attractive at these parties, and you're not going to bang them, right? Correct, right?
Yeah.
Here's the question. Could I pick Casey up at one of these parties, or would you just walk right past me? You can be honest. You can say no. I've heard it many times.
I mean, I think it depends. Okay.
It's a yes or a no.
I don't know that I think probably yes.
Yes, I'll take it. Casey would pick me up at a swingers party. So I would be better looking.
I would pick you up, or could you pick me
up? Could I pick you up? Okay, could I pick you up?
Because I'm not picking anybody.
Could I pick you up?
Like, I don't do that.
That's the question.
Sure.
Yes,
sure.
So
I think strong possibilities there.
So what you're saying is at these parties, most people aren't that attractive, correct?
That was my experience, okay. At least.
So what you're saying is at this party, if I was there, I would be the most attractive person of the unattractive people at that party.
Are you going to become a swinger now?
Listen, if I could pick you up, I would become a swinger.
But okay, well, so most of the people there weren't me either. I just was there once.
I'm trying to have you fit my scenario here, Case.
I'm sorry.
Play along.
I just shit on people's dreams. It's just like my thing. I'm sorry.
But at least you didn't say no. She didn't say, like, no, there's no fucking shot, Rob. It's not going to happen.
That's horrible. Why would somebody say something like that?
I like brutal honesty. I like 100% honesty all the time.
But if somebody is like, no, there's no chance, they're being dishonest. They don't know that. You don't know when a particular set of circumstances might conspire to make you.
I can tell you within 5 seconds
another.
If I'm going to hook up with a girl or not.
Okay, going to hook up with in the very near future, or on your, like, the course you're already on, or is it
in
possible?
General?
These
in
are
general,
different questions.
In general.
In general.
In general.
So what's your assertion right now? You're saying that you can tell within 5 seconds
if I
want to
bang a girl.
If you want to bang somebody.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's what I mean.
I did not.
That's what I'm
saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're at a party. We're at one of these parties. Could you tell? Could I? Like, I'd bang Rob.
Yeah. I would bang you. Not today, but, you know, potentially in the world of potentials.
Okay.
You know. Theoretically. Yeah.
Theoretically, I might get a phone call.
Would you like a hypothetical banging?
Listen, I'll take what I can get at this point.
Sweet.
I'll take anything. A hypothetical banging, I'll take it. And the show's over, and she maces me, and then it's on TMZ, and it's really entertaining.
Not macing anybody else.
So in the hypothetical world, if you move back here, and maybe hypothetically I'd get you out, and maybe bang you.
Again, like, I would never... say never, because, okay. You know, like, we live in a world, it's crazy sometimes.
That's her nice way of saying absolutely not.
No, that's absolutely
that will
not
never
true.
Happen
at
in a million
moment,
years.
At the moment, my recreational sex is only happening with one person. So.
That's boring. Is this person older or younger than you?
Younger.
Younger? Is he younger than me?
No.
Okay. I don't know who he is, but I can tell you I probably look better than he does. I'm just going to put that up. I'm always very confident about myself. Just you have to be. You got to be confident.
Confidence is sexy. It's appealing.
Well, it is.
People
what it
like
is.
It. Nobody, no. You know.
Well, listen, I know my time's short with you because she was late.
God, I just
but now she has to leave.
It is my fault. I'm sorry.
She's not sorry. She could give two shits.
Okay, I was not expecting the traffic to be so bad on a Sunday, to be honest.
Maybe
you should
learn how to drive better.
Okay, now I'm going to get offended. Yo, bro.
It only took us an hour and 10 minutes to offend her, folks.
We can take this shit to the streets if you want. I don't have my car today, but I can bring it.
Okay. I'll wait for that. I'll be waiting for that. What have you learned on the show today? I always ask everyone, what have they learned? Have you learned anything on the program?
I did. I learned the AVN thing.
Okay.
About how it started at Temple University. Mm-hmm. Or
yes.
Was it even a university back then?
It was
a
university
college?
Back then.
Okay.
I wish you would have said, I learned that Rob's one of, I'm one of your all-time crushes, but she didn't bring that up, so we'll let that slide. It's okay. I learned that you're cooler in person. You should get yourself out there more. Come back to the show more. When you have more time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
She has more time.
Such a busy day.
And actually have fun on the show. Well, I mean, you had fun, but have,
we
a,
can,
you know.
We can, there. Like, you know, to have, play a drinking game next time.
All you got to do, is pick, you got mine, all you got to do is pick up the phone and call. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Just going to put that out there.
Yeah, I'm down here, you know, with some regularity. You
know, hopefully, just move back here this summer.
Maybe.
The summer
you
of Casey.
Never know.
That's all I'm saying. Just going to put that out there.
I don't want the fucking summer already. God damn it.
Okay. Move back in. My birthday's April 30th. Move back April 30th.
Oh, holy fuck.
That's what you should do. Just move back then. Is it that hard to do? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, thank you for taking the time to come on the show. I appreciate it.
Me.
In the words of my brother, the assistant fire chief of the world famous Fort Washington Fire Company, Zach Felidis. Two wrongs don't make a right. They make an even. And as always, the great Big Daddy Graham will take us out singing the Action News theme song. Good night, everybody.
Just a boy.